WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House Rules Committee putting its Hunter Biden contempt of Congress resolution on hold.
After weeks saying he'd only testify in public, Hunter Biden's attorneys have now suggested he would be willing to sit for the closed-door deposition House Republicans demanded. That hasn't stopped committee chairmen from continuing to threaten sending subpoenas or declaring the president's son in contempt. Hunter Biden did show up and offer to testify in an open hearing. The Republican majority refused the offer.
ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Donald Trump in court today for the start of the second defamation case involving author E. Jean Carroll. A jury was seated, followed by opening arguments. Trump won big in Iowa last night. Ron DeSantis trailed in second place. Nikki Haley third. Vivek Ramaswamy and Asa Hutchinson dropped out of the race. Israel says two more hostages held by Hamas have died in Gaza. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a deal brokered by Qatar to allow medicine in for the remaining captives. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
For the upcoming April election, Baraboo voters will select a mayor and fill three common council seats. The candidates were announced at the city's common council meeting on Wednesday, which was held a day later than scheduled due to the winter storm on January 9th. Those races will not have primaries. A bipartisan group of lawmakers released a roughly $78 billion tax package on Tuesday. It would enhance the child tax credit and restore several business tax breaks, as well as boost funding for affordable housing and disaster relief. However, the deal faces many hurdles to passage. Some congressional Democrats and progressive groups have been pushing hard to restore at least part of the expanded child tax credit that greatly reduced child poverty and stabilized families' finances in 2021. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM. City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The brutal cold continues to blast us with blustery winds whipping up to 25 miles per hour, dragging our wind chill values to near negative 25. As highs today struggle to get above zero, we do get to see more sunshine today. Just stay warm. A wind chill advisory remains in effect until tomorrow morning. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 4 degrees.
99.7.
We'll be right back. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, wrapping up this workday with science. It's Max FM.
And more.
No 99.7 Max FM.
Seems to go nowhere, and I've lost
Don't you leave me no more. Oh, baby, baby. Where did our love go? Oh, don't you leave me. Don't you leave me no more.
99.7
90s and more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
I'm broken.
FM Sports.
Eighth-ranked basketball Badgers shoot for their seventh straight win tonight when they take on Penn State at University Park. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers off to a 5-0 start for the first time since the 07-08 season. Tip time tonight, 8 p.m. on BTN. Badger women also in action tonight. They're on the road against Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes. That one is also an 8 p.m. tip on Peacock. Packers off today. They'll resume workouts tomorrow as they get ready for Saturday night's divisional playoff game at San Francisco. Matt LaFleur said nothing changes as they prepare for the Niners.
I think we just continue to take it one day at a time and try to get better each and every day and attack it, the process, the right way. And certainly we know we're going against one of the elite teams in the National Football League, certainly the class of the NFC. They've got a lot of the same players that they've had for a few years now, and they've added some other freak shows over there. So we know it's a great challenge.
Kick time 7:15 on Saturday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Bye.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Pretty big night last night. The 75th Emmys took place on Fox. Beef winning an Emmy for Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series. Big night for them at the Emmys this year. Some memorable moments. I happened to have the football game on, so I wasn't as clued in as I probably should have been. Maybe a good DVR opportunity tonight, considering how cold it is. It's Max FM and the Pet Shop Boys as we wrap up the workday.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable. Kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar.
In West End town, the dead end world, with the East End boys and West End girls. In West End town, the dead end world, with the East End boys and West End girls.
West End girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, face on posters. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it? Do you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft option?
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Did you see the sky? maximum music. Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Fruit Stripe gum is no longer going to be produced. Did you hear about this? After 50 years of production, Fruit Stripe gum with the fun zebra on the packaging is going to be discontinued. Now, you're still going to be able to find it at select retailers. eBay apparently selling 12 packs of Fruit Stripe for over $100. Wow. The company that makes, or should I say made, the gum, also responsible for fun foods like Fun Dip, Gobstoppers, Nerds. Pretty interesting. I would say of all the nostalgic food items that I still have on my possession or in my possession, I have two cans of Sierra Mist still in my refrigerator. Do you think I could get away with selling those for $100 a can? Do you think it's still good? Do you think it would even be tasty at this point? I don't have any Fruit Stripe. So you can't ask me for that. We'll check your forecast next. Alana Miles coming up as well as we continue our 50-minute music hour. It is Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday, January 19th, from 6:30 until 8:30, Merrimack Community School will be hosting their Celebrate Winter event. Great chance to eat some food and have some fun with family and friends. Bring a dish to pass and your favorite board game. No alcohol is allowed at this event. It's sponsored by the Merrimack Snowbusters. And they also have a 50-50 cash raffle with the proceeds going to Merrimack Home and School Association. Again, this is Friday, January 19th, from 6:30 until 8:30 at Merrimack Community School. And you still have time to get signed up for the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. This year, the prizes will be 10 different meat bundles, ranging in values from $50 to $275, and the grand prize is a Blackstone Grill package valued at $375. It's $5 per ticket or $20 for 5 tickets. You can reach out to Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or contact any executive board members to purchase tickets. Again, this is the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. Selling will end on February 17th, and the drawing will be held at the Baraboo FFA Flapjacks for Farmers Breakfast, held at Baraboo High School.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, another cold one, 7 below, wind chills 15 to 20 below. Mostly sunny with highs in the low teens for Wednesday, but wind chills keeping things below zero. 2 below for Wednesday night, a high of 12 on Thursday. More cold air for Friday, finally warming up next week. A great place to live, stay, shop, or play. It's Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look.
Right now, 3 degrees.
99.7.
Mississippi in the middle of a dry spell.
really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on.
dark chemistry. By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down.
'90s and more. 99.7
Max FM.